champ is here.
Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm
a
kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hey, it's off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest. All time hated. Still outspoken. I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. Me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype. Ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters do not end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch. I do.
What's up, everybody, man? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are live on The Grind, man, the realest show ever. The show where we are most definitely going to have some unscripted conversation. Guys, it's going to be real. It's going to be live. And I promise you we won't pull any punches because in life, man, no matter what you think, only thing that matters is that you get what you need to get where you need to be and to where you want to be. So that's exactly what we want to do here on the show, guys. On the ground, we want to bridge some gaps, right? We want to help somebody today. If it's just one person, figure out something in their life that's going to make them get to the next level, that's going to make them move further and faster ahead, then, guys, that's exactly what we're going to do. You guys see my shirt. It says improvise, adapt, and overcome. And we get ready to get into this thing, so share this out. Tell somebody that the grind is on. Let somebody know right now that you can jump on this show and hear things raw and live right here with Nate and Pam, guys. We'll be right back. Share this out, guys. We're going to get back. We're going to talk about blocking it. How do you block it? All right? How do you block it? The stuff that happens, you may not be thinking about it.
a little late, right? Great morning to everybody jumping on the grind this morning. I want to say welcome to all of our Blog Talk listeners. We truly appreciate you. Welcome everybody who's jumping on Facebook Live. It is another great Tuesday. It's a new month, new season, new energy, new everything. Life is so good. And so, you know, when you wake up excited, fired up about what God is going to do every single day, knowing that the best is yet to come, then that is when the best actually becomes your reality. And so to each and every one of you that are jumping on Facebook, I definitely want to go ahead and give out that number. I don't know if Nate did it all right already, but 646-668-2564. So how you feeling this morning?
It is. I feel good, man. I feel good. As a matter of fact, I feel so good we're going to talk about something that's going to make everybody else
feel real good.
Feel good about themselves. You know, give you guys a little bit of ammunition.
Ammunition. You had your coffee this morning?
I did. I had my coffee at 8, so
I didn't have mine.
I'm tapping on all cylinders, man. But, you know, as Pam said, guys, thank you guys for being a part of the grind. Thank you most importantly, guys, all of our faithful listeners out there. Man, thank you guys for being a part of this show. And man, it happens every Tuesday and Thursday morning right here live on the grind, man, the realest show ever, right? We're going to have some unscripted conversation this morning. We want to let you guys know. I want to let you get in the camera, baby. Get in the camera. For everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, you heard Pam say, dial in, because we're going to talk about something that's all about you today, as we always do. Because it isn't really about everybody else around you. It's really more so about what you do. So write this down. What we want to talk about today is block it. How do you block it? How do you block it? Now, when you think of that, Pam, I want you to honestly tell me, when you think about blocking something, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
Not letting it in. You know, when you think about block, that means, you know, you're going to, there's something that's trying to get in and which you're going to block. You don't want it to come in. So you got to figure out a way to block that thing in order to keep it from happening. So I think of that. And that idea, block it.
So blocking something from getting in.
Yeah, blocking something from not getting in. Absolutely.
Okay. So all of you out there on Facebook Live, if you actually, you know, heard what I just said, I think we got everything unmuted today. If you heard everything I just said, then what do you think when I say block it? Tell me your honest opinion. What do you think? And then we're going to get into what blocking it really means. Because, you know, on this show, man, we're not just going to take you right to the bridge. We want to get you over the bridge. We want to get you on the bridge and get you moving so that you can cross over the very thing that you are afraid of.
Right.
The very thing that has you frozen, which is the fear of everything. We talk about fear a lot.
We do, because fear is what keeps most people from moving. Fear is crippling,
right?
You know? So absolutely. So fear, it's crazy, because until you decide to crush fear, then nothing else is going to happen in your life. So
absolutely,
that's why fear is such a something that you talk about, so that you know how to eliminate it and to block it from coming in, so that you can be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, right?
Absolutely.
Block it. Yes.
That's good. So we're not going to have a long show today. We're going to get this thing. We're going to hit it. We're going to quit it, because what we're trying to do, guys, we're trying to shorten our episodes. So we want to be very, very deliberate.
Right.
We want to hit it. We want to quit it. And guys, move on to the next thing. And guys, move to the next show. So let's jump right into this, because I believe, let me see. Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Guys, we can see your comments. So if you want to make comments, feel free to do that, or dial in and press the number 1 and your hand will be raised. So when we think about block it, that's what normally happens. People think, just like Pam, she just like me, there are enemies that are out there that you definitely have to block, right? People. But here's a statement I want to make. I'm going to make two statements, Pam.
Okay.
The first statement is that the enemy has no power. They can't do anything to you, so they try and distract you.
Right.
They always try and distract you, and they use people, places, and things to do that.
In order to do that.
Right. So we're talking about the enemy that Pam just talked about, that enemy on the outside, right? That enemy that distracts you, that keeps you from going. Because, guys, you know as well as I do, when you're doing something, some of you out there, some people got something that they're starting to do right now, and there are a lot of distractions.
A lot of distractions
happening. And those distractions are what you're calling the enemy. But I want to throw this other statement at you, Pam.
Okay.
If there is no enemy within, then the enemy on the outside can do you no harm.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So when we really think about enemy, go ahead. What are you going to say?
You're your own worst enemy most of the time.
Absolutely.
Right? You're your own worst enemy because you don't realize the power that you have within. The things that you can accomplish, that you want to accomplish on the outside, it all starts from the inside. So therefore, what ends up happening is we allow self-defeating thoughts to literally take over, and then we never really manifest and become the things that we can become. So it's that enemy within that you got to make sure that you're fighting every single day to not allow those thoughts, to not allow the distractions to take you off your game. And that's what ends up happening is we allow the things and circumstances going on around us to really gauge our thoughts and how we move and how we take actions or don't take actions in order to create the things that we want to create.
Right. I want you to get you a little closer right there. So Pam is absolutely right. You get frozen because you can't focus, right? So when we think about the word, when we think about the word, you sit long enough in the me. Inner me, then you slow it down. Inner me, it's the
inner me
that we fight the most.
Right, it is.
Against.
Absolutely.
And the phrase, if there is no enemy on the inside, the enemy on the outside can do you no harm. And man, I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't hear anything else, this is what you need to hear, okay? Because the enemies on the outside are never, ever, 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 ever going to stop, okay? There's one sitting at every level, at every baby step that you take, but they don't matter. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. None of it matters until you conquer what's on the inside. And there's an enemy. There's an inner me in everybody.
Right.
We all have an inner enemy that we fight against every single second of the day. Now, you'll get those people, Pam, that will make it appear as if they got everything together. And there is no stress in their life. I walk, like Ricky Bobby say, I piss excellence. I get up every day and the sun shines right in my face no matter what. And I'm feeling grand, super splendid every single day. There are those people
that
just walk on air and they want you to believe that. But when you turn around, you don't see them or they go into private
place.
Now they have to face not the enemy on the outside.
But the enemy.
But the enemy. What's going on with you?
Right.
That's
the truth. You know, because nobody's perfect. And no matter what kind of aura you decide to put out there, you may have one area fixed, but there's some other type of area that you should constantly be working on in order to fix. Because at the end of the day, we strive to become better. We strive to do better. We strive to accomplish things. And so, yeah, there's no perfection. We got one who was perfect, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And outside of that, all we could do is strive for that perfection and knowing that life is all about the growth. Life is all about the becoming. Life is all about the struggle, the things that we got to go through in order to really accomplish and to get ourselves to the next level. So, you know, it's definitely in dealing with what is on the inside, that inner me, in order to really be able to manifest and to become all that we were created to be. You know, you have to deal with the inner me. And if you don't deal with the inner me, then it's going to reflect on the outside.
There you go.
It's how the outer me is going to walk. It's how the outer me is going to talk. It's how the outer me is going to think. It's how the outer me is going to do and accomplish or don't accomplish the things, because it starts with the inner me.
The outer you is who people see.
Right.
And I think we get more, in tune with creating the outer person than we do the inner person.
Right.
And there are, I'm going to say this, I'm not a judger of people, but I do know this because I've dealt with people. There are some people that are very rotten on the inside, but they look good on the outside. And it's not for anybody else to judge that or gauge that, but it's for you to fix it, right? So how do we identify what, and where our enemies are? How do we identify them? And I personally believe that until I sit down and figure out what my hangups are, because we have to take it to us, when I have to figure out what my hangups are and I start working on what those hangups are, then I can't be any good to anybody else, because then I become hypocritical.
That's true.
You know, I become the very thing on the outside. You know, on the inside, I'm the hypocrite, you know, because I'm not building what's in here. And on the outside, I dress that up to make it appear as if everything is great. But no, this is the premise of the show. It's the realest show ever. This is the show where you can come on, you can take your shirt off, you can expose who you are, you can take the mask off, you can say, okay, this is who I am, and I want y'all to understand that, you know, I'm a real person. Pam is a real person, you know, and at the end of the day, we all have struggles. Everybody has struggles. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. And I think in life, when you go from level to level, Pam, you end up finding people on each of those levels. And that's why there are levels, right?
Right.
You find people on each of those levels that identify with you, right? Either mentally or physically. They identify with you. But if they don't identify with you, that means they're not on that next level yet.
Right.
Right. So that's why you want to grow with people, because people will really just keep you or want you to stay on their level.
Absolutely.
So they'll either pull you down to that level or they'll let you move to the next level.
Right. And leave them behind in order to do that.
And it's not an I'm better than you thing.
No.
It's not that, because I know people that are frozen and don't want to do anything because they don't want people. I'm better than you. It's not that kind of part.
And no, it's not. Mm-hmm. As you go through different levels in life, you have to realize that there may be certain people that are on that level that you're supposed to be there, but maybe God is in order to get to that next level, he's requiring something different. Mm-hmm. You know, he's requiring a change. He's requiring you to listen and to do something different,
maybe
to understand.
Separation.
Right. And so you have to understand it. It's nothing to be mad at or for people to get upset about. But at the end of the day, you know, we all have a different purpose in life. There's some, you know, our purposes can connect in order to bring about change, absolutely, but we all have an individual purpose in life. So therefore, when we understand that, that means that as we climb and we go through the different levels in life, that there may be some things that we got to let go of, some people that we got to let go of, some things that we have to change, some things that we need to connect to, some things that we need to disconnect from. And so when we understand that, then that's when we'll start to see ourselves begin to go from level to level to level. But it all starts with that inner me.
That's good. That's good. And it gets leveled out, you know. And I think the times that people reflect most on their inner selves is between the hours of 6 to 8 a.m. and from
Definitely.
10 to 12 p.m. Those are the hours that they have that quiet time to actually reflect on who they are, what they are, what they've accomplished. But they also have that time to either make themselves greater mentally or defeat themselves mentally.
Right. Because I was going to say, what about that person who doesn't even take the time to even leverage those hours?
Right.
Because there's many people in the world who never take the time to really reflect on anything except the negativity. Mm-hmm. You know, and I guess then that could be something that happens all throughout the day. But if you don't intentionally take those 2 hours from, just like you said, from 6 to 8 in the morning. Some people do it early. They get up at 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever. But 6 to 8 in the morning, and then right before you go to bed at night, to really, number one, understand and to listen mm-hmm. to the things that you need to be able to change in your life in order to now be able to accomplish more in life, to be able to become the better person in life, to be able to move and operate in the purpose and the reason why we get up and we breathe every day, because it's not about us, right? It's not, right? We didn't wake up today because of us. There's some lives out there for real that we're called to impact and to change in whatever avenue God has given us in order to be a blessing and to now be able to become and to be able to manifest the vision that he has for our life. So, but there's many times that we allow ourselves to get busy or not even want to stretch,
right.
You know, not even know that there's more beyond the me factor.
Mm-hmm.
There's more beyond that, you know, and many times you find yourself, oh, woe is me, you know, worrying about your own situation instead of focusing on the enemies that are existing within, which now have you in that situation, which if you make a decision to change that enemy, to understand that, you know, you got the power to just like that shift things to grow, to become, so that now whatever you're going through in life, whatever things, whatever hurdles you got to jump over, whatever mountains you have to climb, is all a part of the story in order to now now bring that story to pass in order to bless and be a blessing to somebody else, to let them know that you too have the power to shift and change your situation.
And it's growth. Absolutely.
It's
everything
growth.
You said is just powerful, and we talked about that last week.
Right.
You have the power to flip it, but sometimes you don't, because, guys, I believe that I don't want to just say the stuff that you guys want to hear. I want to say the stuff that you need to hear, because I know what I went through, and I know what I still go through. Pam knows what she goes through and what she went through. So we feel that, but we reflect on that. We don't let it define us. We reflect on it. And we talked about last week being able to flip that switch, and how fast can you flip that switch, right? Does it take you this long, or does it take you this long, right? When you get to this part is when you can flip the switch. But how do you know that there's a switch to be flipped, and which switch you need to flip? Right, you have to identify your inner needs, because you are indeed your own worst enemy. You tell yourself everything first, right? But do you spend time with you? That's the question. 6 to 8 in the evening, right, in the morning, and 10 to 12 in the evening. Am I saying you got to stay up to 10? I don't know. Sometimes I may not stay up to 10. So my hours of reflection may be 7 to 9, you know. But you have to spend some time, even during the day, to reflect on the inner me's, because if your inner me's aren't fixed, then you end up, right, blocking yourself, things I have for you. And I know that the reflection time is important. And I'm not talking about, guys, we're not talking about listening to audios and reading books. That's personal development. I get that. There's a place for that. You do that anytime. But what I'm talking about is spending good quality time with yourself,
mm-hmm.
quiet time, just reflecting on where you've been, where you are, and where you want to go. And in order to get where you want to go, because who you are from that point, you the person that you have been has made you who you are now. But your reflection time helps you reflect and move forward. So what is it that I'm going to change? What am I going to do better? Who do I need to become to actually get where I need to be? And make my life a living testament of progress, and not just sitting there, you know, hearing what you hear and being some robot. I'm talking about real. Some people call it meditation. I call it reflection, right? I have a program that I listen to, and it plays. It's tuned to my voice, so I hear it. I don't say anything. I just listen. I don't need to say anything. I just listen, and I try to empty my mind. That's one of the hardest things to do. It's almost impossible. But if you think long enough and hard enough, my sessions last about 30 minutes, right? And it's funny because, you know, the kids will come out and they'll say, Dad, sleep. No, Dad's not sleep. Dad's reflecting. Dad's meditating on what needs to happen. And there's nothing wrong with spending time with yourself. That's how you get to know you. But during that time frame, I'm rationalizing with myself what's good, and I'm identifying what's bad. And I want to purge it out. That's how we grow.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's how we grow. That's good. That is how we grow. And that's how we end up recognizing, okay, the things that we need to block in order to grow.
Right.
In order to now bring things to the manifestation.
But identify.
We got to identify, right?
Identify your inner needs that are no good for you.
So when you.
And get them out. Block them. Right, you got to be able to block them. You got to be able to push them out of your core.
So let's talk about some of the inner needs that people could possibly deal with. You know, because we bring them to the bridge, we cross them over the bridge, and then we got to tell them, okay, what to do in order to get to the end of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You know, some of the inner needs that, you know, I could talk about some of the inner needs that I personally deal with. I don't know, maybe what other people, but I personally dealt with. And just some of the things that I realized that I got the power to shift. And we talk about it all the time. Fear was one, you know, allowing the opinions of others, you know, to determine my next move, to worry about what other people think, what who's going to say yes, who's going to agree. You know, all of these things that you deal with mentally. What else? I could say that the inner me, just making sure that I stay on point. To not be all over the place. You know, that's something that I deal with too, in which
the focus.
Yeah, the focus areas. You know, make sure I stay on point in order to.
So let's stay there. Let's stay there for a minute, because you brought up two very good things, and a lot of people deal with that, because people want to be, because people do struggle and strive for significance. Everybody wants to be significant in some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be able to impact other people's lives in some way. Everybody wants to be a certain thing. So when you are dealing with, I guess, helping other people.
Right, that's another, yeah.
Your focus has to be on helping you first, guys.
That's where I can say I lose it the most, because I do. I have a big heart, and I want to be able to. And I know that I have this big heart for a reason, in order to fulfill the purpose that God has given me. But many times, when you have that big heart, you look up, and you have totally you're not focusing on yourself. In order to make sure that you're doing what you need to do for you first and foremost, because if you don't keep you on point, to stay on point, then you can't accomplish everything and to be able to give out to the best and what God wants you to give out. And so you can kind of lose sight of that, because you want to change the world. You want to help to change the everybody's life. And then you look up and you aren't giving yourself what you need. And you're not on point. You got to make sure that you take that time to really make sure that you're lining up with God, what God is telling you, in order to be able to accomplish it. So I can definitely say that that's one of the areas that I've always dealt with. And then you also could find yourself being the one that gets stomped on, rolled on, and everything else because of the fact that you just want to fix everything. And you have to know what you got to be 100 before you can give out 100 for real.
Right.
You know, which means you got to focus on you in order to be able to give out your best.
Right. Before you can create value for people on the
right.
outside, you have to create value for yourself
right.
first. And how do you do that? That's not just a magical thing that you do. You wake up and you say, you know, let me just be honest with you guys. You say, okay. Boom, I'm super valuable. You know, are you? Maybe you're a mom to some kids. You're valuable to those kids if you're doing the right thing as a mom. You know, maybe you're a dad. If you're valuable to those kids, if you're doing the right thing as a dad. But maybe you're not doing the right thing. You're not valuable to them. So how do you create value within yourself before you can give it to your family or to the marketplace, right? You have to go in and start fixing the things that are not right. And, guys, you're going to go through a season, right? You're going to go through a season that is going to put you in a very – it's going to put you in a dark place. It is. And it's going to seem like people don't appreciate you. It's going to seem like things aren't going the way you want them to go and things of that nature. But that's all inner me, right?
Inner me.
When you can defeat the inner me, the enemy within, guys, that means you're able to handle anything on the outside. Let me show you how that works. I want to give you guys a good example of that. Every morning when I wake up, I have a routine, right? And when I wake up, I get up and I get my coffee. And I typically eat oatmeal every single morning. There's few days I eat anything other than oatmeal. So I'll get up to my coffee, get my oatmeal, and that's the time that I reflect and I think about me and what's next for me and how what I did wrong this week and what I did wrong yesterday, how I'm going to fix that. And that's 2 hours that I use just for me. Now, what happens with people is, because I know it happens with me, I'm not going to think I'm the only person it happens with. This is the moment also when it's your quiet time. This is the moment that the enemy knows, right? The enemy that you've let in. Pam said you want to block it and keep it out, but some of you have let some people, some things in, some people, some places, and some things, some thought patterns that you've let in. And by letting them in, now they're in there. And now when you're having your quiet time, oh, it's not quiet time for them. They're talking while you're trying to have quiet time.
Turn off.
Right? And they're telling you, and it's hard. That's the hardest thing to do is
right.
to turn it off. So you can't, you're not going to turn it off.
But you
guys,
can.
But you're going to have to get strong enough so that it doesn't matter.
That is the key.
What the enemies on the inside say. Until they decide, you know what? I can't mess with you no more because it's not affecting him
right.
or her the way it could. And your quiet time now becomes your quiet time. And but for me,
so you can think.
Yeah, now you can think, but now, but your vision has to be much bigger,
right?
Than where you are right now, because I can tell you, let me tell you guys firsthand. You know, everything I say to myself first, right? So when I'm reflecting on my quiet time, take this show for instance, take all of the other stuff that I have going on that's being created, income for the family and things that are happening, getting ready to transpire. I'm thinking about all of that stuff, and it's much bigger than me. And when I think about it, those visions, I say, but I can't not do this now because I said I was going to do this, and now this has gotten here, and there are people that depend on this, and yada, yada, yada. And it's not just me. This is other people. It gets bigger than me.
Right.
So, therefore, I don't want to quit on it.
Right.
So your visions and your dreams and your goals have to be super, super huge, right, for you to actually want to stick with them.
Right, absolutely. They got to be the very reason why you get up and you do and you move,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's the problem in life is we have these little visions, we have these little dreams, and they don't involve other things, other people, other levels, and then you find yourself, you know, aiming so low, and you actually achieve it. You know, many times you aim low and you're going to end up achieving that thing, but God is saying aim high, right? You shoot for the moon and you land in the stars, whatever the quote is. And so, and literally, but that's the problem in life is that so many people aim so low and they actually hit that target, you know.
But I don't think people intend to aim low.
I think
people work within the limits that they've created.
Right, the enemies within,
yeah.
The enemies within. Until you take and you control and you deal with the enemies within, right, then that's the reason why there's the low expectations, the low dreams, the low goals. It's because of allowing the enemies within to take control, not understanding that we got the power to control the enemies within in order to change those enemies so that the enemies can now begin to think differently, so that the enemies can now begin to become, so that now the enemies can help you to understand that you got all the power within you. All you got to do is understand it, recognize it, and now begin to use the power that's within. But what happens is we allow the enemies, the negativity, the things that we need to block, right, that we allow in because it's our stinking thinking that allows these enemies, the negativity, the things that don't help us to grow, to actually rule and to determine our moves until we understand that, you know what, we got the power to shift that thing. We got the power to change that thing. Then that's when things begin to change. But that's the problem. It's you don't realize it's just like this. I didn't realize it. It's just like this. Fear was an excuse. We allow excuses to take over our life. For real, we make up all these excuses, and then we wonder why we're in the same position, or we wonder why we're going backwards, or we wonder why we're going like this, like the little hamsters on the wheel, just getting up every day, running, or on that treadmill, absolutely doing all kinds of things, going nowhere in life. It's because of the fact that we don't understand that all we got to do is this. Shift.
Japan makes it sound real easy.
But
you make it sound
no, I'm,
real
I'm
easy.
Making it sound easy.
But there's some people
but
that aren't.
But it's not
really
going to be easy. No, I agree with you. It's
okay.
Not going to be
yeah.
easy.
There
is no success without
some
sacrifice. But the problem is we're not willing to sacrifice in order to become.
Get to the meat of it. Get to
okay?
the meat of it.
So that's where the problem is. We don't want the pain. So in order to shift like this, you got to expect some type of pain. In order to say, you know what, no longer will I be afraid. No longer will I sit back and say and hide behind the fact that, oh, I'm shy. I can't talk to people. No, what am I going to do in order to now begin to talk to people, in order to eliminate the fear? That means I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk and I'm going to stutter and I'm going to shake until that fear no longer exists. See, that's the problem. We don't want to go through the pain. We don't want to go through the moments in which we may feel some kind of way, or people are laughing at us, or people are talking about us in order to become that thing. So it wasn't until I decided that, yes, I could shift it, but what am I going to do? What pain am I willing to go through? What sacrifice am I willing to make in order to now become? And that's the problem. We want it, but we don't want the pain. And there is not going to be any success without some sacrifice. There's not going to be any growth without some stretching, without some pain, without us having to go through some things, without us having to lose some things. Sometimes you got to lose some things in order to gain some things. But we don't want that. We want to be comfortable. And then we find ourselves in the same position. going absolutely nowhere in life. So that's what I had to go through. I had to go through those moments in which people told me no. I had to go through those moments in which people laughed at me. I had to go through those moments in which I shook like a leaf until I can actually speak in front of you today. And we don't want to go through that.
And it never stops. Everything you said is what I want the meat and potatoes, man, because people deal with this stuff. Real life. I deal with it now. Pam, tell you right now, she still deals with it. But guess what? When you get to that point where you know it doesn't matter and that time frame gets here, it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. Guys, we go through so many exterior things in life and we put too much emphasis on trying to defend ourselves.
Right.
Right. You're too busy trying to dispel what somebody just said about you or what somebody heard. And nobody gives a flip. It's just
right. Reality.
You have to realize they don't. The people, the places, the things that are keeping you where you are, they're designed to do that, just that. Keep you stationary. And you have to identify those enemies that are on the outside by identifying the enemies that are on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And when you identify the enemies that are on the inside, it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. It, because people, here's the thing. People are going to never really understand who you are and what you have going on until you let them on the inside, right? There are people right now that you got people that you guys look up to. I'm just going to let you guys know. People that you may look up to, I don't care if they're motivational speakers. I don't care. They're inspirational speakers, pastors, preachers, prophets, evangelists. All of these people, they don't walk on air, okay?
Right.
They have problems just like you. They just learn how to deal with them quickly. And they still have demons that they haven't conquered that they deal with every single day. So I believe it's a real thing when people walk around, Pam, and they're looking at people thinking that they poop don't stink. And it does. It's the same as everybody else. They just learn how to handle their problems better than the average person,
right. Which
is what makes them above average. See, we can get on here and tell you guys all of the Philly stuff in the world. It sounds good. Sounds very, very eloquent. We can tell you guys about all the money we make and we can do what we want. We can tell you guys all of that crap. What is that doing for you? What is it doing for us? It ain't doing nothing for us, right? All it's doing for us is making us appear as if we're something that we're not.
Right.
You know, but you're going to get what you get. And that's one of the hardest things for Pam and I to get people to understand. Is what you see is what you get. If you see us in person, we the same exact people in person. I don't have to put on fronts for anybody. I am who I am. I'm going to speak my mind when I'm in person. If you put a microphone in my hand or if I don't have a microphone, it just does not matter, guys, because people need to know the truth. Okay. Now there's a difference. I'm not talking about confessing your sins. Okay, because you never confess your sins to man. You confess your sins to God.
That's right.
Okay, you confess your faults to man to help somebody else go through the same thing that you're going through to help them move out of that area and help them elevate. Don't go to people and tell people that I got a problem with this and I got a problem with that. I did this and I did that. Why? They don't have the mental or the spiritual capacity to can't contain that and to actually help you with it. They don't. The only person can help you with that is God.
Right.
So confess your sins to God. Confess your faults to man. It's okay. But you got to know, guys, and we're going to end the show, but you got to know that Pam and I are not on here just to tell you guys, you know, how great and magnanimous we are. We're not. This show is here for a reason.
Our real
true heart, guys, is to help somebody bridge some gap, because we believe that the epitome of any level of success is who can you help? I'm talking about realistically, mentally, spiritually. Who can you help actually move to the next level? And I believe that's where true circle, true following comes into place. And don't let anybody on the inside that you don't know well enough to be on the inside. Stop telling them all your stuff if you don't know them well enough, okay? Because some people can't tell and can't contain stuff. They get it and they let it go. So you can't block it unless you know what your issues are.
That's right? Good. That's right? Good. No, that's real good. You got to know them. You got to identify them. And then you fix them, you correct them in order to cross over that bridge, in order to go from point A to point B. You first have to identify them. So that's
absolutely
good. And then you got to work on it. It's a daily thing. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to be like, but it's a daily thing. thing in which you're able to have the power to shift it. The veil is relationship, partnership, you have to understand the power of two, okay? And the power of two in a relation, in a relationship means that, you know what, you got two people walking on the same page, all right, in order to accomplish, you know, a goal in life. And so don't allow anything to enter in. So anything that's taking you away from that relationship that God has given you, you got to learn how to block it. You got to know the different things that come in, whether it's people, whether it's opportunity, whatever it may be. If it doesn't line up with the vision that God has given you for that relationship, for that partnership, then you have to know when it's time to block that thing, to shift from that thing, in order to not allow that thing to come in and to destroy the very thing that God has given you. That's what I can say as far as block it. All right?
All right. All right. Caller number 212, you are live. And you are on the air with Nate and Pam. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. I don't know if you realize you had kind of a technical issue going on with music playing over you. Couldn't hardly hear you.
Okay, got you. We hear you loud and clear now. Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, all right. Great. I just had a quick question. I don't know if it's on topic. Some advice. What do I do if I picked Andrew Luck for my fantasy team and then he retires 2 days later?
You know, I know somebody that did the same thing.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, they don't feel real good about it right now. So, yeah, you got to check that waiver wire, see who's coming out, maybe replace him.
Well, it's slim pickings on the waiver wire, unfortunately.
Absolutely. What's your name?
OJ.
OJ. All right, OJ, man. Great to have you on the grind this morning.
Oh, great to be here. You have any suggestions on who I should pick up?
Not really. Like you said, the slim pickings. I'm not the big fantasy football guy. My brother-in-law is, right? I actually learned from him, so I'm not even a part of the fantasy thing right now. But Andrew Luck is, yeah, that kind of sucks that he did that 2 days after. So,
yeah.
What's a guy to do, you know? What's a guy to do?
Right.
Now, what do I do to punish the guy that told me I should take him?
You know, you just got to forgive him.
There you go. You just got to forgive him.
Hey, man, better luck next time. Can't harbor that, man. Don't harbor it.
Let it go.
I know it's tough. You know, live the fight again another day.
Oh, I'm not too happy about it. My buddy Robert Blake, he told me to pick him.
Robert Blake, man, you just got outed on national radio, man. You know, OJ does you, man.
Right.
I think you just got back at him. Tell everybody to go and listen to this episode of The Grind.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And block him. There you go. Block him.
I might do worse than that.
All right, OJ, man. Great talking to you, buddy. Good luck with your fantasy team.
You know which OJ this is, right? I'm trying to disguise my voice.
I don't. Which OJ is this?
Well, who's the most famous OJ you know?
So is this OJ the Juice OJ?
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills OJ. Okay.
Are you a fan?
I am. I was a longtime fan. So how much? Ask me this question. So when did you get out?
I got out about 3 years ago.
About 3 years ago. Man. Well, it's great to have you on the show, OJ. We're following you, man. We know about you. Yeah, come on.
You got any suggestions for my team name? Something funny?
I'm done.
Just call it OJ's Bandits, OJ's Boys, you know?
What do you mean by bandits?
See? Why'd you go there? Bandits is a football team. It's an arena football team. What's wrong with the name?
Oh, well, some might call me a bandit.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew it.
What about the Getaway Broncos, I was thinking?
Yeah, see, I wouldn't have went there, but you did. But since you went there, that'd be a good name. Everybody would be a part of that team.
How about Step on the Gas, Al Cowlings?
I don't think Al wanted everybody to know that you guys were running, you know? Just wanted it to be an easy thing. Like, we're not really running. We're just out for a drive, right? That was the plan, right?
A nice weekday cruise, yeah.
That's it. I think it worked out for you.
I think it did, except not for my fantasy team.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Next time.
Well, why don't you throw some team names at me?
Only thing I had was the OJ Rough Riders of the Bandits, man. That's it.
Mm.
That's all I got. I like
nothing,
Rough Riders.
Rough Riders.
Yeah, do that one. That one works. And I'll have something now directly involved with OJ's team name. Yeah, do that.
Okay, I'll keep that in consideration, unless my fellow fantasy footballer Phil Spector has already taken it.
Phil Spector? Just throwing him. What was the other guy's name? Make sure we get him pegged on the radio.
Well, Robert Blake.
Robert Blake and Phil Spector. Just been outed by OJ.
Oscar Pistorius.
Oscar, man, you just outing everybody. I didn't know you was a snitch, OJ. You snitching on everybody, man.
Well, these guys screwed me in my fantasy league.
Got anybody else you want to snitch on?
They all told me to take Andrew Luck. They knew what they were doing.
Wow.
Yeah, man, nobody was in Andrew's head, man, so nobody knew. Nobody knew. Yeah. He probably had some people closer to him that actually knew.
They might have been friends with T.Y. Hilton or something.
Yeah, I'm sure T.Y. knew. I'm almost positive he did. Yeah.
John Hinckley Jr., he said he knew.
John Hinckley Jr. knew too? Everybody knew except you, Jay. Everybody knew. All these guys your friends?
Well, yeah, they're acquaintances. They're all in my fantasy league. Mark David Chapman, Sirhan.
Right. Okay.
Those names ring a bell?
They do. All of those names ring a bell, man. You got it. Yeah. I got you.
So you don't have any.
Call in next time. We're going to end this show. My time is running short, man. It was absolutely amazing having you on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Great talking to you guys.
Yeah, call back in on Thursday. We'd love to talk to you again.
Will do. Right. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you then. God bless.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. All right.
God bless you.
Bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, OJ live on air, guys. Live on air. Anybody else want to come on to this grind to the show live today and talk? Man, we had an amazing time talking to OJ. He knew his stuff, though. He knew his stuff, man. I'm impressed. He knew his stuff.
Totally right. In my head.
So, man, let's close this thing out. Let's close this thing out, man. See, everything happens for a reason. We got to talk to OJ today. You know, see, I was always a little, you know, I didn't know what they were really trying to do with the drive. You know, he was driving real slow, but he knew that if he would have speeded up in that Bronco, it would have been a wrap. They'd have probably shot him both. But he was just out driving. So.
All right.
But God bless you guys, man. Thank y'all for being a part of the grind, man. We just had some great entertainment by Mr. OJ himself. And, man, we'll see you guys live and on Thursday, man, right here on The Grind, man. Till next time, everybody. Stay tough.
Like it.